Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 9th, 2023. The Creator has no preferences. Question: the Creator sent the Torah to all the people of Israel. Why did He open the way to Him only to Kabbalists? Answer: the Creator has done everything so that anyone who wants to can approach Him. If we don't understand this now, we will eventually find out that He has no preference for one person over another, a man over a woman, one nation over another, and so on. Otherwise, it would not be the Torah, but something invented by people. Believe me, the more you reveal the universe and everything that the Creator has created, the more you will be convinced that there are no preferences, no cronyism, nothing. It all depends on the person himself who advances only in accordance with his efforts. So good luck to you in approaching the Creator and making sure that He treats everyone exactly the same. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 17, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam. What is support in the Torah, in the work? Only kindness and mercy. Question: when the Creator reveals your qualities to you, you see on one hand that they are like helpers on the spiritual path, and on the other hand they simply destroy you and everything around you. What should my attitude be toward these qualities so that they are only for the sake of bestowal? How can we adapt to them? Answer: first, everything comes from the Creator with only with one purpose: for us to determine what we need for complete correction. You should not see any obstacles in your qualities, because all this is only good from the side of the Creator. As King David said, "Only goodness and mercy accompany me all the days of my life," even though he suffered a lot. We also need to learn to perceive the influence of the Creator on us as full of goodness. It is intended only to correct us, our attitude to each other, and the world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 29, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Descends and incites, ascends and complains. There is no need to regret anything. In the news, exploringeminds.com, the most common regrets of older people. It's a curious fact that, when we reach maturity, most of us experience certain regrets. What are they? 1. Not doing what they really wanted. 2. Being more honest about their feelings. 3. Not having spent more time on what really mattered. 4. Worrying excessively and forgetting to live. 5. Missing out on opportunities. Question: most regretted was having spent most of their lives doing something they did not like, and they not having enough strength and intention to change anything. In your opinion, is this their worst regret? Answer: of course. It generally makes life very difficult if a person is doing something he does not like and cannot get used to what he is doing. I cannot imagine this. And a person does not have the strength to change anything. Question: is it possible to turn a job you do not like into a job you love? Answer: in order to do this, you need to go deeper into your job and dedicate yourself to it. And then it may possibly become the job you love. Question: it means that at some point I can say, I cannot quit, but my goal is to make it loved? Answer: yes, you can do it if you enter into mastery. Comment: but it is still unloved. My response: it is because you did not engage in it with dedication and from the heart. Question: why did not a single person respond? Unfortunately, I did not look for the meaning of life. What do you think? Answer: they are looking for it very quietly, but it is in second, third, or who knows what place. You should just calmly try to find the meaning of life in your circle. This is what you must do. Without this, life is meaningless. But whether you find it or not, and what kind of meaning you find, depends on you. Question: can everyone find their own meaning in life? Small, big, high or not so high, but it should be. This is what it is, and this is what a man's life is? Answer, yes. But it does not mean to give in. This is not giving in, no. It is looking for the meaning of life. Question, but after all, you are saying this to the fact that we have reached some meaning in life, haven't we? Answer, we have reached it, we will get there. And we will keep getting to it. A person cannot live without this, this is not existence. But we must understand that this is what we have been given. Question. Do you personally regret anything in life? Answer, no, even so, I should have regretted a lot of things. Question. And you do not? How can you live like this, without regrets? How do you cut them off? Answer, I cut them off very simply. The right to forget the years, the right to choose the hours. The right to choose how to live, throwing life on the scales, Evgeny Klyatkin, song about rights. So there is nothing you can do about it. I personally take this very philosophically. And this is not what makes it easier, although, in fact, it does make it easier too. But on the other hand, this is how it should be. Question. Is this what you came to, this is how it should be? This very phrase, did it begin to define everything? Answer, this phrase began to define my attitude toward life, toward the world. I will do what I can, and I will give what I can. And I hope that by giving to the world I am improving it in some way. I am not indifferent to the world, and I am not indifferent to people. I want them to open their eyes a little more. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 31, 2023. Questions about spiritual work, 37. Question. In the modern whirl of life, it is very difficult to stop for a few hours and delve into inner work with intention and request. Can the lack of such an opportunity be compensated by working in our tens? Answer, yes. But all the same, in order to delve into the work in the group, you have to break away from this world. Question. It is said that if there is no desire in the heart, the mind cannot explore. What exactly is the work of the mind? Answer, it is to realize, understand, and accept what the Creator wants to explain and reveal to us. Question. What should I do with the jealousy of the Creator that arises in me? I want so much to be his favorite. Answer. Do you not have to be one of many for that? We are all children of the Creator. If the Creator loves his creations, then you must also love his creations. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 22, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent,